So I told Carl nobody, no matter how famous their parents are, nobody is allowed to climb on the dinosaur. But of course, this went right in one ear.
I love how he cares so much about stuff. If I squint, I can pretend he's Alan Alda.
Oh, good. Another dinosaur story. One of those gonna become extinct.
If I was a superhero who could fly and be invisible, that would be the best.
What does Rachel see in this guy? I love Rachel. I wish she was my wife.
Who's singing?
Guys were kids and you played Happy Days. Who were you? I was always Richie.
I was always Joni.
Question, was Egg the Gellers the war cry of your neighborhood?
Oh, it's the Mattress King.
Don't look, honey, change the channel,
Wait, I want to see this. After I divorce him, half of that kingdom is going to be mine.
Despair fills the mattress showroom. My kingdom is suddenly without a queen. I'm so depressed, I'm going to slash my prices. Check it out. $4.99 for a pillow top queen set. I'm going medieval on prices.
What a wank.
Oh, I cannot believe he's using our divorce to sell mattresses.
I know. At $4.99 for a pillow top queen set, who cares about the divorce? Those babies will sell themselves. And I'm appalled for you, by the way.
I'm close, I'm cheap, I'm the king.
He stuffs that codpiece, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, here you go.
Oh, you know what? I asked for no cinnamon on top.
Oh. Yeah, okay. All right, Daddy. We'll see you tomorrow night. Okay, bye.
We
are having dinner with my dad tomorrow night. I hope that's okay.
Oh, shoot. Tomorrow's not so good. I'm supposed to fall off the Empire State Building and land on a bicycle with no seat, so...
Ross, my father doesn't hate you.
Please, he refers to me as Wethead.
Honey, he calls everybody by a nickname. Okay, look, I know. Just one dinner, please. One night for me, please. I just want him to love you like I do. All right, well, not exactly like I do. But if you do come to dinner, I'll love you like I do in that black thing that you like.
I'll go.
Fine. Hi, Gunther.
Yeah. We'll see.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Guess what?
Hey.
I got a gig.
Oh, hey.
See, that's why I could never be an actor, because I can't say gig.
Yeah, I can't say croissant. Oh, my God.
What's the part?
Well, it's not a part, no. I'm teaching acting for soap operas down at the Learning Extension.
Come on. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's like my chance to give something back to the acting community.
You know, you're probably not allowed to sleep with any of your students.
I know.
Ugh, I don't know, Monica. It feels funny just being here. I mean, if you buy a bed from Janice's ex-husband, that's like betraying Chandler.
Not at these prices.
Hi. You know, in England, this car would be on the other side of the store.
Whoosh!
Oh.
Phoebe, come here.
Oh, this is my new bed. You gotta feel this bad boy.
Ugh, Monica, it still feels so weird, you know? Chandler's your friend.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All right, take this bed. You can make other friends.
Oh. Good evening. I am Mr. Tribbiani. And I'll be teaching acting for soap operas. Unfortunately, tonight will be my only class because due to a rare blood disease, I only have 2 weeks to live.
So, do we get our deposit back?
That was supposed to be an example of acting for soap operas.
Then why are you only teaching tonight?
I'm not. Look, why don't we get straight to the lesson, okay? All right. Now, on my first day as Dr. Drake Ramore on Days of Our Lives, I learned that one of the most important things in soap opera acting is reacting. This does not mean acting again. It means you don't have a line, but someone else just did. And it goes something like this. Thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, before I forget, to work in soap operas, some of you are going to have to become much more attractive. All right, moving right along. Hi.
Hey. Oh, how was teaching last night?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, you get to say stuff like, hey, the bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, and guess what? I got an audition for All My Children.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, it's this great part, this boxer named Nick. And I'm so right for it, you know? He's just like me. Except that he's a boxer and has an evil twin.
Oh!
Dum-da-da-dum, hey, delivery from the mattress key. You, Ms. Geller?
Okay.
Signed it.
Ooh, do I have a middle name? All right, Monica Falula Geller. Okay, it's that bedroom there.
Hey, Monica bought a bed from the Mattress King?
Yeah. So please don't say anything to Chandler.
You want me to lie to Chandler?
Is that a problem?
No.
Oh, hey, Nick the Boxer. Let's see what you got. Yeah. All right, yeah, put him up. Come on.
Hey, you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, well, I had to learn. I was staying at the Y, and some of the young men weren't acting Christian enough.
Hey, now. Hey! Ow! Huh. And I'm bleeding.
Oh.
Okay, great.
Wow, and I'm a vegetarian. All right, bro, I'm sorry, we'll put some ice on it.
Okay,
put your head back.
All right.
Oh.
I can't see.
All right, have you? Oh, God.
Which bedroom do you want it in, Miss Geller?
Oh, it's the compulsively neat one by the window, okay?
Gotcha.
Hi, Daddy.
This is where they put us? What, there was no table available in the kitchen? Hello, baby.
You remember Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you again, Dr. Green.
So... How's the library?
Museum.
What happened to the library?
There never was a library.
I mean, there are libraries. It's just that I've never worked at one.
You know what's really good here? The lobster. Mm. What do you say? Shall I just order three?
Yeah, if you're really hungry. It's a joke. I made a joke.
Yeah, actually, Daddy, Ross is allergic to lobster.
What kind of person is allergic to lobster? I guess the kind of person that works in a library.
It's not a
library. I know, it's a museum. Well, you're the only one around here who can make a joke. At least mine was funny. Waiter, we will have two lobsters and a menu.
So, Dr. Green, how's the old boat?
They found rust. You know what rust does to a boat?
Gives it a nice antique-y look.
Rust is boat cancer, Ross.
Well, I'm sorry. When I was a kid, I lost a bike to that.
Excuse me for a moment, will you please? I want to say goodnight to the Levines before we go.
Okay.
Daddy, stop. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-oh. I think your dad must have added wrong. He only tipped like
4%. Yeah. That's Daddy.
That's Daddy? What, doesn't it bother you? You're a waitress.